Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horstman with Good Guys to Great Men. How are you today? I thought I'd come up here to the she shed for a video today because it's too cold down at the barn to do a barn chat. So I'm going to do a cabin conversation with you today. On the way up here, I was thinking about the topic I wanted to talk about. Now I'm reminded of about three different conversations with new clients that I've had this week. And the conversation is about the way their wife tends to buffalo them, the way their wife tends to keep them on their heels, the uncanny way their wife can keep them walking on eggshells and never knowing quite what to say or quite what to do. And I want to remind you, the last time when you found this was happening was probably in grade school. And the title of this video is That Schoolgirl Playground Bluff That Your Wife Is Still Using on You. Every man in our community knows what this is about. I remember what it's about. It still happens today in my own household. And you have to know about it and see it for what it is. It's very scary. Now, I want to remind you back in third, fourth, fifth grade, sixth grade, when girls are becoming curious, interesting even, and you try to make a friend or talk to one, and you would get the emotional stiff arm. And we all know what the emotional stiff arm is. It's the rolling of the eyes. It's the holding up of the hand. It's the turning of the cold shoulder. And then there's the words, "You're a baby. You're stupid. You're weird. I don't like you. Nobody likes you. You're a pervert." And even worse, "You're such a pussy," if they learn that from their older sister. Right? I know, as I'm saying those things, you're kind of like going, ooh. No guy likes to be told that they're stupid, weird, that they're a pervert, that they're a baby, that nobody likes them. Nobody wants to hear that. But on the playground, this is one mechanism, one tool that young girls learn really, really affects boys. They could shut a boy down anytime they want with disapproval, with looks of disgust, with a word of disapproval, just the right name to strike at his bottom line shame of just not being a strong man, not being likable, not being lovable. And so these shame triggers follow us into our 20s and our 30s and our 40s and our 50s. And you're standing in the kitchen with a 45-year-old wife who rolls her eyes and says, "You're just being stupid. You don't make any sense. You never listen to me. And I just think you're being weird." Right? I just made that up. That's a whole compound insult right there. That's enough to shut you down for the night. And then she turns a cold shoulder. And then when she climbs into bed, she turns her back to you, and you can see the icicles forming as you try to fall asleep. Every guy knows what this is about. And this is part of the beauty of the work that we do, is that we laugh about this stuff. We learn that this is stuff that's been going on for centuries. It's been slowly honed and evolved over time. And in your kitchen now, your wife still knows how to buffalo you, how to get you on your heels, how to get you to stop the pursuit or stop pressuring her in ways that makes you feel bad about yourself. Now, I'm going to give her benefit of the doubt. They're not trying to make you feel bad about you. They're trying to protect themselves, that emotional wall that goes up, the stiff arm, that look of disgust. She's doing that for herself, not against you. And this is a key realization that when you stop taking things personally, you realize that she's not doing things to try to gut you and make you feel horrible about yourself. And here's the truth about people who do those things to other people. It's true for men and women when we start to project things like, "You're weird, you're stupid, I don't like you, nobody likes you." It's coming from something we feel bad about ourselves. A person who isn't liking themselves will tell other people they're not likable. If somebody's feeling weird or weak, they will tell other people that they are weird or that they are weak. It's shame projection. It's basic psychology 101. However, when you're married to this one woman on the planet, this one woman you call wife and lover who's in your kitchen and is disgusted with you, you can't help but feel this trembling sense of uncertainty. When is she going to like me again? Has she ever liked me? Is she going to like me tomorrow? And let me guarantee you one thing. Even on her wedding day, as a young woman, she didn't know if she liked you all that much. I know it's hard to hear. But people in general aren't positive about anything. Yes, I'm going to marry her. I do love her, I think. Right? Forever till death do us part, I think. I love her, I think. I'm never going to leave her, I think. I think I'll never cheat on her, I think. You have to stop desiring certainty in the sense that you have to know exactly what she's thinking about you and how she's thinking about you. So these names and these techniques she uses to get space or to push you away don't feel so scary. Now, that word scary is important because underneath all of this is a fear. As you walk through day to day to day, you have a fear that things are falling apart, that maybe she doesn't like you. Maybe she is going to divorce you. Maybe she is talking to somebody else. Maybe there's a boy she likes more than you. Even when you're 50 years old, these fears crop up and they're very real. And they're the thing that make you vibrate with fear and keep you from sleeping at night, wake you up at 3:30 in the morning. They're also the things that make you retaliate in arguments and try to hurt her back. And it keeps you in this mode of fear and resentment instead of a calm, curious, playful kind of love. And I know that's hard to hear right now, but one thing we want to tell you is that in coaching, you learn how to change your thinking about what's really happening so you can go back to the guy that you normally are. When I said calm, confident, curious, playful, that is really who you are. It's who you are when you're not afraid of other people. It's who you are with your friends. It's who you are with your daughters. It's who you are with your parents and family. You're calm and confident and playful and curious, and you don't take things personally. Here's the trick. When you're in the kitchen with the one woman on the planet who has the power to put you on your heels and kick you back into a pile of eggshells, remember, calm, confident, playful, and curious. That's who you really are. Bring him out to play next time you hear weird, pervert, baby, pussy, right? Stupid, nobody likes you. Play with it. Don't resist it and don't resent it. I hope that helps you, brother. I hope you have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.